have opened for the 2022 to the Cowpuds tribute book, which is the Yes Book open for all of to the Cowpuds disciples. And you can find out more and submit an offering at sptributes.com. Rathamadhava Ungati Hari Rathamadhava Ungati Hari Gopi Jana Ballabha Iri Bharathari Vandana Vajra Jana Vandana Vajra Jana Vandana Vandana Vajra Jana Vanasari Vanasira Vanasari Vanasira Vanasari Vanasari Vandana 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 Vandana
Vina Krishna Chaga Kara Kaja Mahi
Krishna Chaga Kara Kaja Mahi
Asa Eva Shanta Krishna Bhakta Eka Jani
Asa Eva Shanta Krishna Bhakta Eka Jani
Krishna Krishna Vina Krishna Tyaga Tara Kardamani
Krishna Vina Krishna Tyaga Tara Kardamani
Adaiva Shanta Krishna Bhakta Eka Jani
Adaiva Shanta Krishna Giving up all desires not connected with Krishna is the business of one who is in the Shanta Ras. Only a devotee of Krishna can be situated on that platform. He is thus called a Shanta Rasa Bhakta. Purport. In this position, one is freed from all material enjoyment. When one is not agitated or disturbed, he can immediately realize his relationship with Krishna. A Shanta Rasa devotee is therefore always fixed in realization. This instruction was given by the Lord himself to Uddhava. The beginning of pure devotional service is called Anya Abhilashita Shunya. When one is situated on the platform of neutrality, he is freed from the material platform and fully situated in spiritual life. The word Dhamma, used in verse 213, means Indriya Samyama, curbing one's senses. The word Dhamma can also mean curbing one's enemies. A king has to take steps to curb the criminal activities of his citizens. Great Rajarshis, devotee kings, used to control undesirable elements in their shapes, and this also may be called Dhamma. However, Dhamma here refers to the conditioned soul who must control his senses. Real Dhamma means controlling the undesirable activities of the senses.
Om Jam Kiriram Pasya Nandana Shalakaya Chakshur Niditam Vena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapita Vena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Prapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Prapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Rupam Sadhusatam Sahagana Laganatam Vitam Sam Sajivam Sadhvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitam Adevam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lavita Sri Vishakam Vitam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Prasapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhamu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mancha Kolkatulu Vyasa Kupa Sindho Vyasa Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Advaita Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama
Krishna Vina Krishna Kya. The description, the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing to Sri Rupa Goswami the situation of Shantaras. This Shantaras is sometimes considered devotional service, and sometimes not considered devotional service. Sometimes it's considered to be the first of the rasas, and sometimes it's not even considered rasa. It's just in the, it just gets in there. Krishna Vina, Krishna Tyag. Krishna means thirst. In the material world, everyone is thirsty for sense gratification. Because we have this body, there's a natural thirst for enjoyment. But those who are on the transcendental platform control that thirst. What is that? Yashotum Prakshadira Vimokshana Kama Krodho Tavam Degam Sayukta Sarsati Naraha. The
Yes. In this life, one who can tolerate the pushing of the senses, safe the Sasuke, he's connected with transcendence, and he's in the happy position. So yoga indriya samya, yoga means controlling the senses. And to reach the samsa platform, one has to control the senses. Krishna, Vina, Krishna, Tyag, Sarkaitan. Now this is the business of the Shanta Bhakta. He gives up all activities that aren't meant to serve Krishna. What are those activities? Activities to serve ourselves. Jnanakarmadhyanagrita. The speculative engagements and the engagements to satisfy the gross senses. Speculation means to satisfy the subtle senses, and karma is to satisfy the gross senses. Jnana karma is another thing. So the pure devotional service means getting free from these things. Brahma-bhuta prasanatma nishotipi nikanshati samasarveshu bhuteshu madhvaktim lapate para indhavati. That this is the position of the self-realized person. He's joyful, prasanatma. He doesn't lament for anything. He doesn't hanker for anything. He sees equally, sees everyone and everything with an equal eye. Madhvaktim lapate. So in that position, he becomes eligible to participate in devotional service. So the Shanta Bhaktas, beginning of the description is here. Bhagamoksha Krishna Bhakta Narak Kodimani Krishna Nishta Krishna Tyag Shantir Dwi Gune. When a devotee is situated on the platform of Shantavas, he desires neither elevation to the heavenly planets nor liberation. These are the results of karma and gyan, and the devotee considers them no better than hell. A person situated on the Shanta Rus platform manifests the two transcendental qualities of detachment from all material desires and full attachment to Krishna. Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Kevala Visherpa. The devotee considers karma and gyan to be like two pots of poison. He avoids them. And particularly Kevalyam Narakaya considers liberation to be no better than hell. Why? Because it's impersonal. The impersonal realization means without Krishna. Without Krishna. Without Krishna, one is in hell. So, Svarga, Moksha, Krishna Bhakta, Narakparima. The Krishna Bhakta considers the heavenly planets, Svarga, which are the goal of Karma Pandya activity, and
moksha, impersonal liberation, to be hellish. Be hellish. Krishna nishtha and Krishna tyag. Shantar, dvigun. So these are the two qualities of the devotee in Shantaras. Krishna nishtha. He has faith in Krishna. Here, he's fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. Nistha, I mean situated. Nistha, he's firmly situated at the lotus feet of Krishna. And, as the previous verse said, Krishna tyag, he gives up material sense goods. Narayana pada sarve na pujasana vipyati Pradapavarta Narakesha Pitulyarta Darshanaha. A person who is devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, is not afraid of anything. Elevation to the heavenly kingdom, condemnation to hell, and liberation from material bondage all appear the same to a devotee. Confirming what was said, that liberation and elevation to heaven and hell are all on an equal platform. That means they're all as good as that. This verse is quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 6:17-28. Elevation to the heavenly planets, liberation from material bondage, and condemnation to hell are all equal to the devotee. The devotee's only desire is to be attached to the lotus feet of Krishna and to engage in his transcendental loving service. Edvi gun vyate shaha bhakta jana akasher shabda gun yena bhuta bhava. These two qualities of the Shanta stage spread through the lives of all devotees. They're like the quality of sound in the sky. Sound vibration is found in all material elements. Purport. The qualities of Shanta Rasa are present in all kinds of devotees, whether they are in the Dasya Rasa, Shakya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa, or Madhuva Rasa. The example of sound is given herein. Sound not only exists in the sky or ether, but it is also present in air, fire, water, and earth. This is a scientific explanation of devotional service. Just as sound is present in all material elements, Shantaras is present in all devotees, whether they are on the platform of Dasya Ras, Shakya Ras, Vatsalya Ras, or Madhuva Ras. So this explanation is elaborated in several places. The idea is that each of the rasas progressively has one more quality than the previous one. It has the first quality, and the first quality in the Shanta Ras, then two qualities, and an additional quality in the Dasya Ras, then Satya Ras, third quality, up to the Madhuva Ras. So this Shanta Ras, this quality, free from sense gratification, and firmly fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, are present in all the rasas. The comparison is given to the material elements. And you start with sound, that's the first element.
Words.
Rather in the ether, you have sound. Then air, you have sound and touch. Then fire, you have to add form. In water, you add taste. Then in earth, we add smell. So the earth has all the qualities of all the elements. But ether only has sound. And so that's the comparison. One time, when I was editing Nectar of Devotion, there's a section on mixing of rasas. This one is compatible with that one, but not compatible with this one. This one's compatible with these, but not with those. There's a whole list. And it was a little bit mixed up in the manuscript. There were things that weren't clear. So I wrote it to the Prabhupada for clarification on a couple of the technical points. And one was, is this one compatible with that one? So one question was whether Dasya Rus was compatible with, I forget which other Rus. And Srila Prabhupada wrote back that Dasya is compatible with all of them. Because Dasya is the basic principle for every Rus. Dasya means service. It's the serving mood. So in Satya there's a serving mood. In Vatsalya there's a serving mood. In Madhura there's a serving mood. All of these different rasas depend on that serving mood. So Dasya is compatible with all these rasas. So here, one step down, before we get to Dasya, these are also qualities that are found in every rasa. Freedom from sense gratification, desire for sense gratification, Krishna, and being firmly fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. This we're going to find in all of the rasas. Shantar Prabhupada. Krishna mamata randahin param brahma paramatma jnana. It is the nature of Shantavas that not even the smallest intimacy exists. Rather, knowledge of impersonal brahma and localized paramatma is prominent. Purport. Because of an impersonal impression of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a devotee in the Shantaras relationship worships the impersonal Brahma or the localized aspect of the Absolute Truth, Paramatma. He does not develop a personal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shantar Prabhupada, Krishna mamata randahin. Mamata means minus. Not minus, but my net. The idea of Krishna's mind, that there's a relationship between me and Krishna, and intimacy. And Gandha means a sense. And he means the void. So Shantaras, there's not even a scent, a hint of intimacy with Krishna. What is there?
Param Brahma, Paramatma,
Jnana. there's a strong sense that Krishna is the Param Brahma, that he's the Paramatma, that much. Param Brahma, Param Brahma. So Krishna, he's Brahma, but he's the Param Brahma. But that strong impression of the impersonal Brahma as the absolute truth carries over or affects or characterizes the Shanta. Krishna Nishtha, he has, he's firmly fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. But who is that Krishna? He's the Param Brahma, he's the Paramatma. He's the absolute truth. That sense is very strong. You get to Sakya, nobody even cares that he's Param Brahma, Paramatma. No interest. Even in Goloka Vrindavan, Dasya also does away with that. He's our master, that's all. He's our friend. The Prabhupada quoted one, not quoted, he cited one incident that he was sitting with his child on his lap, and his one godbrother was there, and he said to the child, "Oh, you're putting your legs on your feet on a Vaishnava?" And the child said, "He's not a Vaishnava, he's my father." So the devotee on the higher stages doesn't care that Krishna is Param Brahma, Paramatma. Nothing to do with his relationship with Krishna. He just loves Krishna. But in the Shanta Ras, that sense is very common, very strong. That Krishna is the Param Brahma. He is. He is the Param Brahma, he is the Paramatma. But these considerations are very strong in the relationship that the Shanta Ras devotee has. Therefore he's in equilibrium in the impersonal relationship and the or the personal realization or in the realization of Paramatma. These are the moods that are prominent. The sages are peaceful, equipoised, deep in meditation, absorbed in self-realization. These are their moods. They're interested in knowledge, they're interested in the absolute truth. Not interested, they're focused on knowledge and the absolute truth. So this is what we find in Shanta. Whereas in the higher relationships, the devotees want an intimate relationship with Krishna, either as a servant or as a friend, as a parent, as a parental lover, as a conjugal lover. Is there something? Oh, say something.
Sometimes you hear that the trees in Vrindavan want to serve, but first of all, you hear that they're in Shanta Ras.
Yeah.
But then we get descriptions of them wanting to serve Krishna by the chit shade that there be. It seems like there is some intimacy.
Sometimes we hear that the trees are in Shanta Ras, but then we also hear that they want to shade Krishna with their leaves and so on. So then it appears to be more like Dasya. Or it appears that Shanta has a serving component. Yes, there's two different descriptions that I've seen of fruits and chantaras. One is the trees, the cows, the grass, and so on. And the other is great sages, like the Kumaras. Well, in some places one description is given, in some places the other. So, how do we reconcile this position of the trees? One is you could say, well, despite what it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita here, there's a little sort of passive service that will stand here and cover Krishna. Or another way is that the devotees see everyone serving Krishna. In Goloka Vrindavan, when the gopis are seeing different inhabitants, they're looking for Krishna, and they're seeing, ooh, the vines have like goosebumps on them, their hairs are standing on end. Are the vines really in ecstasy with their hairs standing on end? It could be. Maybe Krishna's touched them, and if Krishna's touched them, that would do it. Or it may be the ecstasy of the gopis. That they're, what is that, Van Manyate Jagat. Others, we see others through the lens of our own experience. So they're thinking that Krishna must have touched these vines, and so they're in ecstasy. Similar sentiments were shown by the queens in Dwarka at the end of Srimad Bhagavatam. They were speaking in separation from Krishna, and they were speaking to, well, the moon, for example, and say, oh, it looks like you've contracted some disease, you're getting thinner day by day. Is it that you're feeling separation from Krishna like us? And the ostriches are wailing, so they're, oh, are you lamenting for the absence of Krishna? So in this way, the queens also, we're seeing, attributing to everyone similar feeling. So that's also a possible way to look at it. Krishna, also, when Krishna and Balaram were walking, Krishna was saying to Balaram, my dear brother, Prabhupada said Krishna was flattering Balaram. He just said, like, oh, my dear brother, all these trees, they're actually great sages, and they're bowing down to touch your lotus feet. Mm-hmm. And so on. So, is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I was just wondering, how can you have Rasa when you're a personal teacher?
I think let's take a risk. If you lower your mask, I'll probably be able to do it.
I was just wondering, how can you have rasa with an impersonal teacher? Because they were saying that santa rasa is attachment to impersonal Brahman. So I was just curious, how can you have rasa with impersonal Brahman?
Well, we took the risk, and still I didn't hear. Yeah, exactly. How can you have rus with the impersonal teacher? Well, rus means some taste. Rus means some taste. So, of course, from the devotee's point of view, there's... if you merge with the impersonal Brahman, then there's no taste, because taste means there has to be a taster and there has to be an object of taste. And therefore, the Shanta Rus Bhakta, he doesn't want moksha. He doesn't want impersonal liberation. But there's some taste of appreciation here. That Krishna is Param Brahma. Sri Krishna is Paramatma. Prabhupada gave the example. Suppose you're some relative is highly posted in the government. An uncle or something. So then there's some, oh, my uncle is something. Railroad minister, whatever, what have you. But there's not much of a relationship there. It's just my uncle. But if you're devoted or you're smart, then you think, well, since my uncle is the railroad minister, let me do something in the railroad. So it becomes active. Or if you're a citizen, you know, proud to be an American. Okay, great. And what do you do for America? Nothing. So that doesn't count for a whole heck of a lot. But when you come forward to render service to the country, at least pay your taxes. Or beyond that, you know, volunteer to serve in some way. Then, now he served his country. We asked the soldier, soldier, where did you serve? And he said, oh, I served. Last time I asked that place, he said, all over the place. He was ex-Air Force. Where did you serve? All over the place. You served. But the citizen, like me, who doesn't even pay taxes, I don't do anything for the country. The most you might expect is some appreciation of the country. We wouldn't even talk about that. So in Chantaras, there's some taste. There's some Krishna's, it's Param Brahma, Krishna's Paramatma. But will I serve? No. I'll just appreciate it. Is that okay? There was a question over here, yes. Over here, I'm sorry, yes.
Sorry. Hari Prabhu, thank you for the class. You got me at my house today. Thank you for that. And I just wanted to add to Bob's question. This is something that came
If you hold the microphone closer, it works.
Sure. This is something that came to mind when Bhava asked that question just now. The impersonal feature of the Lord is the Brahmajyoti effulgence, and the Brahmajyoti effulgence is represented on the altar by this beautiful blue backdrop. So if we want to have a rasa with the Lord, in his impersonal feature, we can just meditate on the effulgence on the altar. Because it's the representation of the Brahmajyoti effulgence.
Yeah. And with Krishna, you get the Brahmajyoti included in the package.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
One comment and a sort of question. Comment reply to Seja Prabhu's question. I attended a class from His Holiness Tamal Krishna Raj in Mayapur some years back, and he was Rama Sanhita, but in the class he said that in Vrindavan there's actually no pure Chanta Raj or even Dasa Raj. He said everything in Vrindavan is tinged with Madhurya. So that's kind of like a response to how the bird is. But my question is, you know, when you were describing how every element has all the qualities of the preceding element, it seems a little contradictory that in Shantaras, which is included in all the others, there's not even a tinge of intimacy, but the others have it.
That means it doesn't have the other qualities.
Right, but they include this one.
Yes. So Shantaras has these two qualities of being characterized by detachment from sense gratification.
Attachment.
and being firmly fixed, nishtha, at the Lotus Feet of Krishna. So that you'll find in every one of the rasas.
Right.
But the intimacy that you find in the other rasas, you don't find in chant. So these two qualities are infused in all of the rasas. If you go all the way up to Madhurya, definitely there's no interest in sense gratification, and there's firm devotion to Krishna. But those higher rasas, they're not devoid of intimacy.
Right. Well, my comment in relation to that quandary is so much stressed the importance of our understanding Krishna's position, reading the first nine cantos, and hearing them before going to the tenth. Because if we hear, oh, this is the highest thing, well, wouldn't we want that?
Yeah.
But if we leave out the awareness of Krishna's greatness, we could get in the
Yeah. Let's go for the highest thing, Madhurya Rasa, but if we haven't even become free from the thirst for sense gratification, or we haven't developed firm faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then what is our Madhurya Rasa? For that matter, if we haven't developed the mood of serving, what is our Madhurya Rasa? So that's the sahajas. They want to enjoy taking advantage of Madhurya Rasa. So they mix up transcendence with gross sense gratification, and that's their Madhurya Rasa. Or they mix kirtan with ganja, and that's ecstasy. So that's called prakriti-sahaja. First, one has to become qualified. Do kirtan, we have to follow four regulative principles. Anyone can do kirtan, anyone can chant, but to chant with potency, one has to follow four regulative principles. Otherwise, what is the meaning of being a great kirtan leader? I'm a great kirtan leader, but I don't control my senses, I don't engage in genuine devotional service. Our panditji, Prabhu was making this point, that devotional service takes place within the larger context of sambandha gyan. Knowing what our relationship is with Krishna, sambandha, knowledge that I'm Krishna's servant. Then you get abhideya, shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam. With that understanding that it's based on this relationship with Krishna. And from there you go, we can go further to prayojana, love for Krishna. But love for Krishna, but I don't have sambandha gyan. Or even abhideya, Padumna said, if there's no sambandha gyan, then we have to question what kind of bhakti anga, what kind of limb of bhakti this is.
I don't understand how we can see impersonalists in the Paramatma, because they say
understand.
That...
Hold on, I don't hear very well. You don't understand how what's in the Paramatma?
How Paramatma can be impersonal, because it's through Paramatma that Krishna talks to us in the heart. So how can he talk and be impersonal?
Could somebody relay that for me?
She said she can't understand how the super soul can be considered impersonal, since the super soul speaks to us within the heart.
How can the super soul be considered impersonal, because the super soul speaks to us from within the heart? Yes, the super soul is not impersonal. The impersonalists are one step below the Paramatma bodies, those who are focused on super soul realization.
Super Soul realization, there's two of us. There's myself and there's the Super Soul. In impersonal realization, there's just myself. And myself is something I want to get rid of. But they can come close to one another, so that one is meditating on the Paramatma with the idea that that's me, with the idea of merging into the Paramatma, and then that becomes impersonal. Okay, now the prescribed duty I haven't fulfilled yet. I'm supposed to go up through 219. So let's continue a little bit. Only one more verse.
Kebal Swarup Yan Hoy Shantaras Hoy Shantarashe Purnaishwarya Prabhu Yan Adhi Khoi Dasi.
On the platform of Shantaras, one only realizes his constitutional position. However, when one is raised to the platform of Dasyaras, he better understands the full opulence of the Supreme Personality of God.
I was thinking before, because we were talking about that idea that Shanta is there in every relationship, but intimacy is not there. So when we talk about the elements, so in ether, sound is there, and sound is everywhere else also. But sound is devoid of all the other things. Or rather, ether is devoid of all the other things. You don't find taste, you don't find smell, you don't find touch, you don't find form. Only this one thing, only sound. So in Shantaras, there's only this, that appreciation, that being firmly fixed in the service of Krishna and being freed from the thirst for sense gratification. But the further things that might develop in intimacy, they're not there yet. But now we come to Dasya, and there's a further development. There's appreciation. Well, in Shantaras, there's just Swarup Gyan. What is my constitutional position? And even that is really Jivar Shorupoy Krishna Nitya Das. So even the knowledge of the constitutional position is kind of embryonic, it's not fully developed. There's just, I'm spirit soul, and Krishna is the supreme spirit soul, but as far as service, we haven't gotten there yet. But when we come to, when that our understanding is further advanced by the understanding that Krishna is my complete and fully opulent Lord. He's the Lord and he's the master and I'm the servant. Then we come to Dasya. Then we come to Dasya. Okay. Something else. Yes.
Maharaj, so being in the material world since time immemorial, when I hear words like, higher, naturally everybody wants the best, the most complete rasa. At the same time, it's, Mother Yasoda has Vatsalya rasa, and it's perfect, right?
Yes, therefore there's no consideration. When we hear about higher, everybody wants to go to the higher position. But each position in the spiritual world is perfect. So, yes.
And so, like in the spiritual world, do people change their ras because they become...
No, in the spiritual world, there's no sense that do people change their ras in the spiritual world. No, there's no sense that this is higher. I want that. It's not like the material world where, you know, everybody wants to be in the higher position. Everyone's satisfied. Everyone's completely satisfied. And therefore, from one point of view, there's no higher or lower. In Brihadbhagavata Kamrita, when Narad Muni is searching for the highest devotees, he concludes that the gopis are the highest. But he also says everybody's equal. There's no higher or lower in the spiritual world. So everyone's completely satisfied in his own position. Even we hear that a devotee like Hanuman said, I know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality, but I'm not going to give up devotional service to that. But Muradi Gupta also the same thing. All right, Krishna is the Supreme Personality, but I can't give up serving Lord Ramachandra. I've sold my head to Lord Ramachandra. So that feeling is there in the devotee. That my relationship is perfect. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I don't care. There's not envy. In the material world, you know, even if a higher position doesn't suit me or isn't really too the kind of thing I'd want to do, just because it's higher, I want it. Right? I want the higher, more miserable, and incompatible position. But in the spiritual world, there's none of that.
So, Shantaras in the spiritual world? Is that right?
Excuse me?
Shantaras.
Yes.
That exists?
It's in the spiritual world.
Mm-hmm.
It appears to be in the spiritual world. But very, what's the word? It's not given a whole lot of importance. And even there, one may say that there must be some element of dasya, taking Shesha Prabhu's point, that the trees, they want to extend their leaves to shade Krishna, then there's some dasya. We can't consider that pure shanta anymore. Because shanta, you don't want to do anything. You just want to yeah, appreciate. But as soon as we want to serve, then dasya is mixed in.
I was just hearing this couple of days ago in Jadamara in his class, and he was mentioning how the flute is in the Shantaras.
How?
The flute, Krishna's flute.
How Krishna's flute is in the Shantaras.
And then sometimes the flute starts playing on its own because without Krishna playing on the flute. So it seems like, yeah, there's Shanta and Dasya there, like wanting to serve, but yet it's considered Shanta, and even the gopis, they praise the flute so much. The gopis, they praise the flute so much, and yet it seems like it's in Shanta Vas.
Yes. By the way, it seems like the second microphone has terrible characteristics. No, I'm just saying it for someone can pass that on to the management. Everyone speaking is practically unintelligible to me. I know I have bad hearing, but I think it also has something to do with the characteristics of that microphone.
There's some distortion.
A lot. So someone might want to look at that. This also has to do with the point of view, not the microphone, the flute. It's it's in Shantaras, it doesn't do anything, it just gets manipulated by Krishna. But the gopis are looking at that. It's just a stick. And it's enjoying the nectar of Krishna's lips, which is meant for us. You know, so they don't see it as just a passive. No, it's enjoying. So the flute, you know, everything's a question of how you how it's situated, what it's doing, and also a question of what our vision is. So the even in the material world, the, you know, there are so many people running around just forgetting Krishna and engaging in sense gratification. But for a person who's on the Uttam Adhikari platform, they're all engaged in Krishna service. How's that? Well, become an Uttam Adhikari and you'll see it. We're at 9, I think. We're past 9. All right.
Thank you for the beautiful class. Just a quick question. I heard you're working on a book. About
Kirtan standards? Yeah.
I was wondering if it's going to be ready.
Excuse me?
I was wondering if when it's going to be ready, and my guru Maharaj Nikhanda Goswami asked me, you, will you have a digital copy?
Will I have a?
Digital.
Oh. Yes, it'll be digital. When it's going to be ready is... the situation of it is that I've written a draft of it. I've gotten input from different devotees, mostly my godbrothers and godsisters, and I'm also seeking some input from the younger devotees, especially those who are very involved in Kirtan. Otherwise, I think that the book will have a component missing or a dimension missing. So I'm meeting with some of the younger people tomorrow. So I'm seeking that kind of input also. So then everything takes a little while.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Thank you. Those who have some experiences with Srila Prabhupada in Kirtan, I don't mean it was nectar. I mean, if you were there and Prabhupada did something particular, gave some instruction, or, yeah, particularly gave some instruction, if you were there for something like that, drop me a line. I'm interested in that. And if you're really into the topic and think that you might like to offer some kind of feedback, then you can ask me for a draft your Guru Maharaj was one of the first people I sent a draft to. He's one of my heroes in so many departments, especially in the institution. All right. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All very much. So nice to see you. Very
so nice to see you. Listen to you.